Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am fortunate to be joined by Alyssa Whitmore, the research assistant for Hometown Heritage. Alyssa, thank you as always for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Joe.
So you have something coming up very soon here. It's actually this week, and that's something that we've talked about the last couple months. That is the Dallas County History Trivia Night.
Yeah, so it's going to be this Thursday at the Hotel Patti. So the doors open for the event at about 5:45, and the actual trivia is going to start about 6:15. And this is going to be kind of a fundraiser, fun evening. The MC for the event is going to be Darcy Molesby, who has recently published a book on Dallas County and history. So she's a wonderful fit and a very funny lady, so it should be a good time. Now, the tickets are $10, and that gets you entrance to the event. It gets you a free drink, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, as well as some light snacks on the table. Now, if you're going with a group of friends, we have kind of a discount deal as well. If you want to buy an entire table, and that'll seat 10 people, you can do that for $90, and that'll get you 10 people's entrance, 10 drink vouchers. And then, for all you trivia fans out there, you also get to pick one of the topics for the trivia rounds. So it gives you a bit of advantage as well as the discount. And then the hotel will have other drinks, appetizers that you can purchase. It's sponsored by Hometown Heritage, the Hotel Patti, and Perry Public Library. And all the proceeds will support Hometown Heritage and preserving and sharing local history.
All right. Now, what sort of trivia are we talking about here? Is it just going to be related to Dallas County, or is it going to be broad trivia, or what is that?
So it'll all relate to Dallas County. There's most likely going to be a fair amount of questions on Perry. And all of them will have kind of a history element or theme to them. But it can be all different kinds of things. So historical crime and punishment, history of sports, that kind of thing. So we're going to hit a lot of interest areas, but we're going to have kind of both older history as well as recent things.
All right. Now, remind me, is this something that Hometown Heritage has done in the past, or is this a new thing?
So it is kind of something we've done in the past. So last year, they had a trivia night for the Gary Ernest Smith series that they had, and it was quite popular. So we're going to kind of have that same element of fun and just kind of turn it into a history event where your money is going to a good cause.
All right. Now, speaking of history, you've had this exhibit up for quite a while now, and it's entering its last week. That's the Dallas County History Exhibit.
Absolutely. So this is your last week to see the Dallas County History Exhibit that we have at the Carnegie Library Museum. It'll be up through this Sunday. So if you haven't made it in, please come in and see it. So we have sections on Buck Barrow and the King's Daughters Hospital. So that's the Bonnie and Clyde Buck Barrow, as well as Betty Mae Harris, who is a kind of showgirl who moved to Perry and started a dance school. We have the cartoonist Snick Hamlin and his comic strip Alley Oop. So you've got a time-traveling caveman comic there, which is pretty great, as well as a section on Babe Ruth and when he came to Dallas County.
Now, what sort of response and attendance have you seen for this exhibit?
We have seen some increased attendance, particularly on the weekends. And a lot of people really gravitate, of course, towards the Buck Barrow exhibit. Bonnie and Clyde kind of holds a lot of interest for people. So that's been nice to see as well.
Yeah, a bit of a folk hero sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of those that people are interested in infamy. And so even though, of course, they did some horrible things, people are always kind of interested in the infamous people that have passed through.
For sure. Now, another thing that's actually starting this week and then running through December is a pretty big deal. This is the Festival of Trees. I know Raccoon Valley Radio, we will be having a tree featured in that. So what can you tell me about the Festival of the Trees?
Wonderful. Okay, so this is a great event that is put up by some really dedicated Carnegie volunteers, as well as people from local businesses come in. So they're going to have the trees, are going to be set up this week. But the event officially opens this Saturday. So you're going to come in and see a lot of really amazing, it'll be trees, it'll be wreaths, it'll be all kinds of different things. Some festive, some really creative. So it's a really good time. And you can come in, see the trees. You can vote on your favorite with all the voting money going to support the Carnegie Library Museum.
And I know that we here at RVR, especially our traffic director, Jen McGee, we want to do well in that voting this year.
Yes.
It's a point of pride. So.
It is a point of pride. And yeah, it's a really cool event for the town.
All right. Now, one last thing that I wanted to talk to you about today is you recently received a grant from the Bach Family Foundation, which they gave away several grants and they've given several over the years. And this was a pretty big deal for you.
Yeah, this was really great. We're so pleased and honored to have gotten a grant. And this is going to go to our programming series next year. We're going to have a World War One series that's going to have genealogy workshops for adults, lecture series for adults, as well as kids programming and a kind of photo and object exhibit as well. Probably in the late spring, summer, fall, we're still kind of working out the exact timing for that. But yeah, we're so honored to get it. The competition was indeed fierce and we're just over the moon.
All right. Now, obviously, you are still looking for funding for this program. I guess, where else are you looking for it?
Ah, okay. So we have a couple of funding sources that we're kind of looking into. One for the programming aspect of it specifically is Humanities Iowa, which is a really great organization that does a lot with programming specifically for adults, really. So we've got kind of some of the children's programming funded. So now we're going to work on getting some of the adult programming to complement that as well.
All right. Now, it's still a ways away, but what is something that maybe people can look forward to with this World War One exhibit?
Oh, absolutely. So the timing is going to be really nice because next year is going to be the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One. So it's kind of coming at a nice time. What I'm kind of most excited about is that we're going to have the state curator of Iowa, Leo Landis, is going to be the one leading the genealogy workshop. So you can research your ancestors and what they were up to during World War One. So I think that should be really fun, a great opportunity. Leo's a really great guy, super smart, and we are lucky to have him.
All right. Well, I'm sure that's not the last time that we will talk about that, but we will save more of that for later. Alyssa Whitmore from Hometown Heritage, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
I think that's about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Alyssa Whitmore. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.